I'm joined this afternoon by Andrea. She's with a local group that's organizing a rally that's going to take place on March 11th at the Mission Street Taco Bell. And I welcome you, Andrea, to the studio.
Thanks.
So can you begin by just mentioning the organization that's organizing this rally, as well as how long you've worked with them, and just kind of why you got involved?
Mm-hmm. Comercio Justo, which means justice in commerce, is organizing this rally in solidarity with the CIW, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. I got involved about 2 months ago, specifically with this campaign, because I, as well as people I work with, see it as kind of a starting point to creating dialogue between major fast food corporations and the farm workers that they are often exploiting. And this campaign has gained a lot of support all over the country. 21 Taco Bells have already been kicked off campuses nationwide. So it's gaining a lot of heat and, yeah, going somewhere with it.
So what does the campaign consist of? It consists of rallies, a boycott, is that right? Mm-hmm. Is there other facets to it?
Yeah, in 2003, there was a 10-day hunger strike outside of the Taco Bell in Irvine, California. That was the Taco Bell headquarters. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers has done truth tours for the past 3 years, I believe, where they go cross country and feature marches and actions. This year, currently they're doing one in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, that's the kind of action they're taking part in.
And the Immokalee workers, who are they? What is Immokalee? Is it a company? Is it a what is it? The town?
Immokalee is the staging area where workers seek work daily from crew leaders and are transported by labor buses to tomato picking farms around the area. Some of them go as far as 2 hours away.
And all of the tomatoes that are being picked are for Taco Bell's hot sauce and all that other stuff?
Actually, the tomatoes being picked, they supply 95% of the tomatoes that are eaten by Americans from October through June. So this is one of the main places that all the tomatoes in the country come from. But Taco Bell, which is part of Yum Foods Corporation, which is the largest restaurant corporation in the world, larger than McDonald's, is one of the main buyers of these tomatoes, and they have such a huge amount of buying power that they can put pressure on tomato suppliers to give them the lowest possible prices, and therefore they exert their downward pressure on wages and working conditions.
I see. So you're kind of pressuring Taco Bell to stop forcing the wages lower. What are your other demands on Taco Bell?
The CIW has three specific demands of Taco Bell: to convene in a meaningful three-part dialogue between representatives of Taco Bell, their Florida tomato suppliers, and representatives of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to discuss some solutions to the problems that farm workers face in Florida's fields. And this includes all farm workers, not just tomato pickers. They want Taco Bell to contribute to an immediate increase in farm worker wages through a raise in the per pound rate that Taco Bell pays for tomatoes from its Florida suppliers. For example, if Taco Bell gave 1 cent more for every pound of tomatoes, and this went directly to the pickers, it would almost double the tomato pickers' wages, and this would only contribute to a fourth of a cent rise in the price of a chalupa.
What's a chalupa? Oh, okay. I don't need to talk about it. I'm giving myself away here. I don't even know what a chalupa is, so it's a good thing I don't know. Okay, so it's some kind of food that Taco Bell sells. I get it. Okay, anyway, sorry to interrupt.
Chalupa burrito.
So the third demand is?
The third demand is for them to Taco Bell to join the CIW, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and other tomato industry representatives in drafting a code of conduct for tomato suppliers that would define strict wage and working condition standards.
So has Taco Bell responded in any way to these demands? Does it seem like you're getting anywhere? Are they, for example, maybe the first demand you mentioned was a meaningful three-part dialogue between representatives of Taco Bell, the tomato suppliers, and the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Have you made any headway here? Is there any chance this is going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there definitely has been headway made. Taco Bell has been meeting with the CIW. Recently, the CEO, David Novak, for Yum Foods Corporation, called a proposed solution. His proposal involved that the CIW call off its boycott, and then a statement that Taco Bell would be willing to work toward an industry-wide solution to towards pay and better working conditions would be drafted, but there was no actual material consequences of what Mr. Novak's proposal. So the CIW has continued to boycott and march and call for consumer pressure on Taco Bell, because really it's just talk and they haven't really done anything. But they're definitely feeling the heat from consumers, and getting their Taco Bells kicked off campuses nationwide has been hurting them for sure.
Farm workers everywhere face some of the same problems: no overtime pay, no right to organize, no benefits. Some of the problems that are being experienced by farm workers picking the tomatoes for Taco Bell. Why should people care about this particular campaign, say, more than, you know, a lot of food is picked, a lot of produce is picked by farm workers who face similar issues? Why should people care about this particular campaign? Maybe when you're answering that, you could explain really specifically some of the problems these farm workers are facing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, in answer to the first part of your question, this campaign, people should care about where their food is coming from always, and the kind of conditions it's being produced under. And this campaign specifically was organized on a grassroots level and has just gained national momentum. And so it's opened up the doors for conversation between the largest restaurant food corporation in the world and their workers who are being exploited. The situation in Florida is especially awful. Farm worker wages run about 40 to 50 cents per 32-pound bucket of tomatoes they pick, which is the same price they've been receiving since 1978. This means that they have to pick 2 tons of tomatoes a day to earn $50 a day. So yearly, a tomato picker usually earns $5,000 to $7,500 a year, which is absolutely ridiculous. Workers have no right to organize, no benefits, no overtime pay, no sick leave, nor any kind of pension. They work exorbitant hours. They pay extremely expensive rents, and so about 10 to 12 workers usually have to live together in a single rundown trailer. Some of them are in situations of indentured servitude, where they start paying for their rent to the tomato suppliers as soon as they get there, and they earn so little that they're forced to stay in these places, and they're often forced through physical measures. There's have been incidents of butting people with guns. One person was shot. People have been run down in cars and claim that they are owned. They work 12-hour days in the sweltering heat, and there have already been 5 lawsuits for modern-day slavery conditions where people were being held by force.
What about health conditions?
Health conditions.
In terms of handling pesticides and things like that.
Yeah.
They don't have any health benefits. What kinds of, are they there? I imagine that they're faced with some pesticide use.
Right. I don't know specifically what kind of pesticides they use on tomatoes, but I'm sure they're not good, whatever they are. And I'm sure there's birth defect problems and all those things that come along with pesticide use and exposure.
And they often live near the fields as well.
Right. They often live in isolated areas right in the middle of the fields, so are continually being exposed to the types mm-hmm. of pesticides that are on the foods.
And are the female farm workers facing additional problems?
Yeah, female farm workers, for one, are often paid less than the male their male counterparts. They may earn only $2,500 to $5,000 a year, and there has been a lot of complaints about sexual violence. They have no place to bring these complaints. Many of them are immigrants, so they have no access to the legal system. Anything that they bring outside of this area can be a they can be threatened with deportation by their suppliers. And
so the third demand on Taco Bell, which involves defining strict wage and working condition standards, might address some of those issues.
Right.
So you mentioned that there have been some cases of modern-day slavery. Can you be a little more specific about that? Who was responsible for that? Was it some of the... obviously, clearly it was some of the tomato suppliers that are supplying Taco Bell's tomatoes, if you're addressing it in this campaign. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the CIW, actually, one of their campaigns has been to help identify cases of modern-day slavery and bring justice for farm workers. And they're doing this all over Florida, not just in the case of tomato pickers. Their most recent campaign that they helped to get solved was in 2002, where three Florida-based agriculture employers were convicted in federal court on slavery, extortion, and weapons charges. They were sentenced to 35 years in prisons and in prison and had to pay $3 million in assets. The men who employed over 700 farm workers threatened workers with death if they were to try to leave and pistol-whipped and assaulted at gunpoint passenger van service drivers who gave riders to farm workers leaving the area. And then there's been other cases. In 2000, a South Florida employer held more than 30 tomato pickers and tool trailers in an isolated swampland west of Immokalee. When three workers escaped his camp, he tracked them down and ran one of them down with his car, stating that he owned them. There have been three other cases as well, some with as many as 400 men and women in debt bondage.
So what can people here do? Is I don't know UCSC very well. There's not a Taco Bell on campus there, right?
Right, yeah. We're not actually trying to financially harm the Taco Bells that are in Santa Cruz. They are franchises. We're not trying to hurt the business. What we are trying to do is get them to call the head Taco Bell quarters and say, hey, you know, we've had this huge march and rally with 500 people in front of our store for the second time in 2 years, and what's happening? We need something. So there obviously need to be some changes made. Also, Yum Food Corporation shareholders have started voting to listen to the CIW's demands. So
what you're calling on people to do is, you know, if they're a shareholder in the Yum Foods Corporation, to put pressure. You're also asking, you're not asking for a boycott, but you're asking people to join you at the rally to pressure these local franchises, to pressure, you know, the higher ups, I guess, to do something about it. Is that
right?
The idea?
We're calling for a big march and rally. The boycott is also an important aspect of this. The CIW has called for a boycott of Taco Bell's nationwide. Specifically in Santa Cruz, we're not working to boycott our 2-3 Taco Bells that are in town, but that is part of the CIW's national campaign to actually boycott Taco Bells.
So the rally is next Friday. Can you talk a little bit about that? Just tell people when, where.
Yeah, it's going to be this coming Friday at 3:30. We're meeting at the Mission Street on Taco Bell. We're going to rally there for probably about an hour. We have speakers from the religious community, from professors from UCSC. We have community leaders. I believe the mayor will be speaking. Anyway, we're going to rally there, and then we're going to march down to the Taco Bell on Pacific Avenue and have some more time rallying there, some maybe singing and neat stuff like that.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is a really important issue, and I hope people will go out to that rally Friday, March 11th, 3:30 p.m. at the Mission Street Taco Bell. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you.